So John the Baptist says in the gospel today regarding Jesus, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Now, raise your hand if you have never heard of this before. If you have never heard of this, you know. And if you haven't, you just heard it right now, you know. At what point of the Mass do we hear the same words of John the Baptist? That same words, "Behold the Lamb of God." At what point of the Mass do we hear this? I saw this, and you're not playing cards here, okay? You're not. towards the end, okay, during the Eucharistic prayer, right? Before you receive the Eucharist, the priest holds up the host and says, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Or the Lamb of God is also referred to when we sang the Gloria just now. Yet, we hear it every time at Mass, but do we really understand what that really means, the Lamb of God, for us? And what that title, the title of Jesus referred to as the Lamb of God, really means for us? Because if you're generally looking for a savior, someone to free you from slavery, someone to free you from sin, what kind of animal would you associate with this person? If you're looking for somebody to save you, what kind of animal would you be looking for? A dolphin? Lion, yeah. A lion or a tiger or a bear or a seahawk. No, maybe not that one. Maybe not that one. Like a falcon or an eagle, you know? like an animal or something with a strong character. Somebody who can save you, who can protect you, right? But who do we get? What do we get? A lamb. Meh. I mean, and if you really think about this, whether it's elementary, junior high school, college, or any major professional sports, basketball, football, baseball, hockey, I mean, raise your hand. Have you ever heard of a team called the Lambs? Do you know any sports team called the Lambs? I mean, the cheerleaders would be going, meh, yay, you know. I mean, no, right? It would be pathetic if your team was called the Lambs, you know. But this is exactly the point. This is precisely the point that John the Baptist is making, calling Jesus the Lamb of God. Because a lamb is weak, a lamb is vulnerable, and a lamb is associated with sacrifice, like lamb chops, you know. The Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah talks about the lamb that is led to the slaughter. And for Passover, God told each Israelite family to take the blood of the lamb and put it on the doorpost and eat the lamb. And if so, their firstborn would be spared. The sacrificial lamb died as a ransom in place of your firstborn child. And now, every time when we come to Mass, here at the sacrifice of the altar, we hear that Jesus is the Lamb of God. And we're invited to partake and eat of the Lamb. And our lives will be spared because this sacrificial Lamb, the Lamb of God, died as a ransom, not in place of our firstborn child, but for our sins, but for our salvation. Because if you think about it, what is the ultimate consequence of sin? Sin deserves death. But behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. I mean, this is like, if you really sat down and really, you know, thought about it, think about it, I mean, this is like, wow. You and I, we deserve to die due to our sins, but Jesus sacrifices his life so that we might have life. And he takes away our sins. And if you really think about it, I mean, anybody get sick from the cold and the flu and all this? No. I mean, it's not like you're contagious or, you know, it's okay, you know, if you got sick. I mean, what can you do, right? I was sick since October. Since October, I had the flu and cold. I had everything. Typical guy, I don't like to go to the doctor. Why? I don't take medicine, you know. I'm stubborn, you know. And I was like, why do I need to go to the doctor? You know, I know I'm sick. Why do I need to go to the doctor so that the doctor can tell me that I'm sick? Really? You know? And if you really think about it, you go to the doctor, and what can the doctor really do for you? Oh, man, you have a flu. You have a virus. We can't do anything, you know? Or here's some medicine and take this. Or if it's really something serious, the doctor can perform a surgery or give you something or, yeah. But we have somebody here, Jesus, Lamb of God, that doesn't just give you prescription pills or does operations on you, but he takes away your sins. Have you ever met a doctor that takes away your illness? Says, you know, you look very sick. I'm going to take it upon myself. I'm going to take your illness away from you. And I'll bear it. Have you ever met a doctor like that? I never met a doctor like that. Yet we have Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes it upon himself, right? And takes away our sins, sin which deserves death. So if that's the case, if you are looking for a savior, someone to free you from your sins, what kind of animal would you associate that with? A lamb, and precisely the Lamb of God. The book of Revelation says, the Lamb of God rules occupying heaven's throne. And if you and I, if we accept Jesus as the Lamb of God, who takes away our sins and gives us life, as Christians, as followers of Christ, the Lamb of God, and that we become what we receive after Mass, what kind of animal should we truly act like? Like lambs. Meh. After Mass, we should all be going, meh. You know? So, your homework this week, okay? Go look at your wife. Go look at your husband. Go look at your children. Go look at your parents. Go look at your mother-in-law. Go look at that coworker. Go look at your neighbor and go, oh, hey, how are you? Meh. What happened to you? Meh. You know? But seriously. I look back at my life, which is not that long, but I look at my life, and it's clear to me every time I try to be the lion or to be the bear, things don't work out, you know? But every time I try to be more like a lamb, things do work out, you know? Rather than force my will, my ideas or my power or get in a shouting match, you know? Or even try to impress people or trying to impress girls with manly tactics, you know? That might work out for a little bit. Never lasts. But when I am weak, when I am vulnerable, when I am willing to sacrifice myself for the other person, asking myself, well, how can I be a source of life? How can I give life to this person? These kinds of relationships they last. They last for a long time. So for your homework this week, hear the words of John the Baptist. Hear the words of the priest, me, before you receive the Eucharist. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And ask yourself, this week, how can I be a lamb? How can I be a lamb in my relationship with my spouse, my relationship with my children, with my parents, with my grandparents, my relationship with my coworkers, my relationship with my neighbors? How can I be like a lamb this week? Not shouting, not overpowering, not forceful, but rather weak, vulnerable, willing to sacrifice myself. How can I be a source that gives life to others, like the Lamb of God?